An unexpected afterlife. I'm finally here in the afterlife. Memnethop peered excitedly through the wrappings that covered his entire face. The wrappings around his hand were almost completely undone. A little more to go, he thought to himself, and when his fingers were finally free, he hurriedly pulled at the bandage wrappings around his face. When those came off, he looked at his free fingers. Even in the dimly lit chamber, Memnethop could see that they were still intact. His priest had done a good job. He smiled approvingly. The top of his chambered coffin was heavy, but he was strong. He believed that the gods had preserved his strength for the afterlife too. He moved the lid with a big push. He stepped out and looked at his surroundings. The whole room looked weird. Across from him was a strange-looking statue of what looked like a temple priest. Was that Turepsis, his loyal temple priest? He couldn't be sure. He took a step forward to take a closer look, but instead walked straight into an invisible wall. He let out a startled cry, and his right hand touched the invisible wall that seemed to be trapping him in. Turepsis! Memnethop called out, hoping his high priest would come to his aid. Then suddenly, his eyes caught a small figure coming closer to him. It was not his high priest. It was a young girl wearing the oddest-looking clothes he had ever seen, and in her right hand, she held a big bunch of keys.